Good evening, everyone. I'm so sorry not to be with you. Lorna has a bit of a cough. So we're going through the usual rigmarole of making sure that she's tested and that we're compliant with the guidance. So once again, I'm speaking to you from my study. And this comes with huge, huge thanks to Martin Hannon and Dan Drew. God bless you for covering this service this evening, stepping up at the last minute and making sure that nothing gets in the way of our worshipping God. I am so grateful to you both. Thank you. So, what is your weakness? You would be quite within your rights to be thinking absolutely none of your business. But Paul says this, "There was given me a thorn in my flesh. I pleaded to the Lord to take it away, but the Lord said, 'My grace is sufficient for you, my power made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast about my weakness.'" To which I want to say, but Paul, you didn't boast. You didn't tell us what your weakness was. And that's been the source of great debate pretty much since those words were written. What was Paul's thorn in his flesh? But whatever it was, the principle remains the same. He wanted to be better than he was. But actually God, instead of taking that thorn away, used him in his weakness right where he was to perhaps even greater purposes than he would have done if he had been improved as a person. I know that none of you have been living under a rock over the course of the last 18 months. So, of course, you will know who I'm referring to when I talk about Captain Sir Tom Moore. Captain Tom was an army officer who served in India and Burma in World War II. And on the 6th of April 2020, he set about to walk 100 lengths of his garden to raise money for NHS charities. His goal was to have raised £1,000 by his 100th birthday, which was on the 30th of April. 24 days of fundraising later, and he had raised in excess of £30 million. What I didn't know until I started reading up about him was that in 2018, he also broke his hip, his rib, and had a punctured lung. He was still recovering from these things when he set about this walk. He also had been diagnosed with skin cancer and had had a hip replacement. Now, my thought for you this evening is, if it had been a super fit 23-year-old who set about walking 100 lengths of his garden, would we have considered him bold and brave? Would we have been moved to tears by his struggle? No. It was Captain Sir Tom Moore's tenacity and grit that we fell in love with. It was his determination in the face of the struggles that he was wrestling with, the physical challenges that were holding him back. It was a stunning example of power made perfect in weakness. We all have weaknesses. Sir Tom Moore was weakened physically by age, and we could see that struggle in him as he was walking. And yet not all battles, of course, are visible. Some of us, many of us, wrestle with things that cannot be seen. And it's so British, isn't it, when we're asked, "How are you?" to respond, "I'm fine." It's just the standard response, "I'm fine." And that's okay, it's a social convention. But actually, sometimes the double ask is necessary. "No, really, how are you doing?" There are lots of theories about what the thorn in Paul's side was. Was it malaria? But that seems unlikely because he travelled from Palestine to Greece and Rome. Was it some form of visual impairment has been one strong line of arguing. Was it a form of social anxiety? The reality is, actually, we don't know. But what we do know was that he prayed 3 times for that thorn to be taken away, and it wasn't. And it's a great source of reassurance to me, and I hope to you, to know that Paul also battled in prayer. He had unanswered prayer. He saw what he thought the answer would be, and he didn't have that particular request met. As ever, it's important to look at the context when we think about scripture. And there's been discussion that the visions and the revelations that Paul is referring to, the kind of spiritual fireworks, were actually the experiences that Paul had himself. Paul writes about a certain man who visited a third heaven. And there is speculation that actually Paul had these experiences 14 years before, and that he was using a form of literary device to deflect attention away from himself and onto the Lord, boasting not in his spiritual gifts, but using the thorn in his side to glorify God. And the knowledge that Paul had a thorn in his side means that he shares our common humanity. He knows what it is to feel weak and imperfect and sinful. And it is okay to be weak because he is strong. It's what we do with it that matters. We all have weaknesses. We all want to strive for a life of holiness. Of course we do. But what matters is that we bring our weaknesses to God and we allow him to work through us as we lean into him, sanctifying us. Of course, I long to be perceived as a winner. We all do. I want to be perceived as successful in my family life, my relationships, and my workplace. And it was the same in ancient Corinth. They wanted to be winners too. They liked the idea of honour and money and credentials and success. They were like flies to the honeypot when they heard Paul speak about a certain man who went to a third heaven. They liked signs and wonders, and so do we. But Paul actually struggled with God. And in his humanity, in his weakness, so the Lord's power was made perfect. Why would you want to take up your cross? The Christian journey is tough. It is full of battles and challenges. But as Christians, we walk with the presence of God. And yes, that also means standing for our belief comes with pain and rejection, and for some, even persecution. Doesn't exactly leave me feeling with a kind of sign me up mentality. Following Jesus does not make life easier. But God will take all the hell that the world and the devil will throw at us. And it will become more beautiful in his hands than it can possibly be in our own, which is why we hand our weaknesses over to him. Yes, he is the God of redemption. God is not shocked by our weakness. God sees us in our fullness and he doesn't think, my goodness, what are you doing? He knows who we are. He made us. We are known and we are loved. I want to close our talk this evening by sharing some lyrics with you from one of my favourite worship songs by Misty Edwards. And it is a love song from God to us that encourages me that it is okay to bring our weakness to the Lord without fear and without shame, because he will work through all that we are if we offer ourselves to him. So I'm going to invite you now to close your eyes and to invite the Holy Spirit to come and to minister to you through these words. So let's do that now. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit. God says this to us. I knew what I was getting into when I called you. I knew what I was getting into when I said your name. But I said it just the same. I knew what I was getting into, and I still chose you. I knew what I was getting into, and I still want you. I'm not shocked by your weakness. I'm not shocked by your sin. I'm not shocked by your brokenness. Only I can see the end from the beginning. And only I can see where this is going. And I see anew the seeds of love. And I see in you strength. When all you see is failure, and all you feel is shame, I see deeper than that. I know you better than that. So don't give up and don't give in. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is in my hands. It's going to be okay. What we don't know is why St. Paul was given his thorn in the flesh, and he didn't know either. Perhaps you're crying out to God today for a thorn to be removed, and I don't blame you for that in the slightest. But I would urge you to remember this. Your suffering is not from God, and God can transform the suffering that we do go through for good. It is okay to be weak because he is strong. We just have to lean into his strength and offer our weakness to him. In our pain and in our confusion, we can come closer to God. We can rely upon our families and our friends and our faith when we offer it all to him. Paul said, but God through St. Paul, weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions and calamities are opportunities to show God's grace and God's glory. As we are weak, we come to know that Christ is strong. As we suffer, we come to understand the fellowship of Christ's sufferings. As we triumph over our adversities, we are empowered by God working in us. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We do not boast in our strength, but in our weakness. And we are all broken in some way, but we do boast in Christ. We have a mighty and a powerful and a loving God, and we are strong in him. This may not be the quick fix that we wanted, but something more profound and more powerful than we dare to dream happens when we offer our weaknesses to God. So let's pray for him to be strong through us, to allow his power to be made perfect in our weakness. God bless you all.